Fixing its many compound eyes on him, the creature from between dimensions said, "We are no longer in the mundane universe. Lower plane categories of material existence such as space and time no longer apply to you. You have been elevated to the transcendental realm. Your sins will be read to you ceaselessly in ships throughout eternity. The list will never end." Know your dealer, Charles Freck thought, and wished he could take back the last half hour of his life. 1,000 years later, he was still lying there on his bed with the Ayn Rand book and lettered Exxon on his chest, listening to them read his Sanskrit. They had gotten up to the first grade when he was 6 years old. 10,000 years later, they had reached the sixth grade, the year he had discovered masturbation. He shut his eyes, but he could still see the multi-eyed, 8-foot-high being with his endless scroll reading on and on. And next, it was saying, Charles Freck thought, "At least I got a good wine."
You have been listening to Mental Illness as a Technology and Vice Versa on Free Radio Asheville 107.5 FM. And radio4all.net simulcast on shoutcast.com. Thank you to the hundreds of people who have downloaded my program the last couple of weeks. I hope you've enjoyed listening to it, and I hope you'll continue listening to it. Feel free to email me with your opinions and views, andrew.octopus@gmail.com. I'll be back with new vernacular, new jargon, new information next week. Till next time, this has been Andrew Octopus, saying if you're not crazy, you're not evolving. Keep your ear to the streets until next we meet. I'm out.